Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But today, again, I want to say is Rosh Hashanah, and all the things that are taking place makes you want to pay attention. It makes you want to pay attention because, you know, it is the new year, and Israel's Jacob. Israel's being threatened. People are lying through their teeth to us, and people who want things to remain the way they are, even though they know these people are lying through their teeth, are not even challenging them when their very job is to at least ponder the idea, just be open to another viewpoint.
Right.
You know, and it's like they're not even open to another viewpoint because if their point is true and you're open to another viewpoint, it's just going to make their point, you know, better. You know, it brings more dimension to it if you'll talk about, you know, question me. Come and talk to me about your religion. I want to sit down and want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, convince me that your lie is true. Come on. You know, I want to talk because it's like, I want to know, why are you thinking the way you're thinking? And right. I know some pretty intelligent people that you're thinking, my goodness, how could you have fallen for that? And so Rosh Hashanah, based on, you know, here we got the United Nations coming up. Our president has refused in the face of the world to meet with Israel. Response to that was, it seems like a premeditated, based on what our intelligence meeting of our Congress has met and looked at what really happened there, and they said that in Libya that they knew where the ambassador's safe house was at. The weapons that were used there were not weapons of a mob. They're like Al-Qaeda type weapons. I mean, real big, huge weapons. And so Rice sits on TV on Fox News and says, you know, the ambassador, U.S. ambassador, that, well, the mob started because of the movie that came out in July. And when they saw there was a mob going on, they went and grabbed their surface-to-air missiles and joined in and then began to just, and you know what I'm saying? It's like,
you know, everybody has surface-to-air missiles in, you know, in their closets.
Of course, I'm saying surface-to-air because I don't know what you would call some huge bazooka that you put on your shoulder. That's the only one I know that goes to surface-to-air. They blew holes through the walls that you can only do through those embassies. Our president didn't put anybody out there to protect the embassies on 9/11. We are being lied to, America. We're being lied to. We're being lied to. We're being lied to. And since 18% of the church are reading the Word of God, which is light, to be able to know what's going on, only 3% are concerned about that light applying. It's like, how are we going to know this is a lie? And understand, you need to go search JJ on the VFN torch. JJ, remember JJ. JJ. Look to your friends, say JJ. Don't forget JJ. JJ. You got to know JJ. If you don't know JJ, and I know some JJs, I'm not talking about those JJs. I'm talking about the VFN torch, the highlight segment from VFN Radio called JJ. It's Jesus and the Jews. Satan hates Christians and he hates Jews. And his goal is to destroy Christians and Jews and to remove the gospel and the Bible from the face of the earth. You are not a friend of God and a friend of Islam. It's not true. You're deceived. If you think you're Chrislam, where you mix Christianity and Islam together, I mean, it's like that's Satan and God. It don't mix. There's so many lies being told, and this is what the Lord laid on my heart, is that they're just getting America closer and closer to the edge so it's easier to push it when it goes over. We could have been pushed already, but it's like, hey, they're still getting closer. Why not just wait till they're teetering off the edge of a weed off the side of the cliff so we can just kind of blow a little bit and they fall over the cliff? I mean, the third stimulus package was done. They're saying now that they're going to buy these securities that are backed by mortgages, which means that America, that the government's wanting to own your homes. Well, if 40% of every dollar we borrow is from China, who's going to own 40% of your home?
Wow.
You know, if all of our oil, our money's going over to the for oil, you know, where do you think, who's going to own your home? You know, who's gonna own your home when they're printing this money? Who's gonna own your home? Mm-hmm. The government, because the blessings of God is that He'll give you houses that you didn't build. Well, He'll also take houses from us that we did not acknowledge that He gave them to us. He'll take jobs from us if we say that our hand has done this. He'll take nations from us if we push His name out and take credit for what's going on. Today, Rosh Hashanah is so important. And Nehemiah, we'll talk about it right after you hear this. But I want you to hear this. I want you to hear the blowing of the shofar, because this is Rosh Hashanah. And you mark my word, you'll notice progressively, you'll hear VFN radio on a daily basis that, you know, prophecies going forth, and you're about to see, because across the land, now we said, brace yourself, it has happened, it has come, and now you're seeing all the way across the world the fulfillment of that, and realize that it's gonna increase, it's not gonna stop. And now we have what we'll talk about in the extra hour today, the Occupy Wall Street's beginning to celebrate their brand new year, and now they're beginning to come out in America with the same Guy Fox mask. Let's just meditate for a moment. I just want you to just receive this blow of the shofar, you know, in your heart, because this is Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the shofar. Nehemiah 4:20 says, in the place where you hear the sound of the shofar, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. Listen, it is time for us to rally. If you have no place to rally, if you have no place to rally, listen, it is not time to theorize. It's time to get serious. We as the church need to hear the voice of God. The oil in the lamp is down to its last drop in America, and we need to hear the revelation of God like never before. And we know that others are hearing it, and we're hearing His voice, but we're seeing so many people not hearing it, because you can tell how they're living their life. It's like, you don't even know. Mm-hmm. You don't even know. Let's hear one more time. This is Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the shofar. Father God, we just lift up Israel right now, and we pray for the protection of Israel, God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. We pray for wisdom on high for Benjamin Netanyahu, God. We come against the plans of the enemy that want to bring in destruction and to destroy the Jew and the Christian. And we say, Lord God, that you would send your destroying angels and destroy the nuclear attempts in Iran, break up the caliphate. Break the sword, God, and break your people's heart for your way and your will. Protect Israel, we pray. In Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.